Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, the good one. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and carding's a brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Dabalina. You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and this is episode 88. I'm going to play some prank calls for you today that are guaranteed to make you laugh. If they don't, you get a full refund on this episode. That's the Mr. Dabalina guarantee. I'm going to start with this call to a 7-Eleven from 2017, where we accidentally talk about Fight Club.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I thought I reached 7-Eleven. I must have dialed the wrong number.
This is 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer that comes in there.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering if anyone had turned in a CD that I lost. I left it up there on the roof.
On the roof?
Yeah, on the roof of the store. I left my Foreigner CD. And has anyone turned that in by chance?
Foreigner?
Yeah, well, it's this compact disc, you know, like for music.
Okay.
One of those shiny things.
Okay.
Yep.
On the top of the roof, was doing a service?
Yeah, I left it. Oh, no, I come there on Tuesday nights. Me and my friends, we have a fight club.
Yeah.
We come up on your roof and we beat each other up. And I left my CD up there from last Tuesday.
Beat each other on the roof?
Yeah, we beat each other. We get in fights.
How did you get on top of the roof?
We climb up there. We just stack stuff up along the side. You know, you have those propane tank, you know, the holder thing.
Yeah.
We climb up on top of there, and we stack a few milk crates. It's pretty easy. But anyway, I left my CD up there. I was hoping you'd found it.
I don't know, sir.
Because it's.
But it's illegal to do this in my property, sir.
Oh, no, it's okay. We got permission from Lou.
Lou for what?
We have a fight club on top of your building. We just go up there.
No.
We beat each. We.
You can't fight on top of my building, dude.
Well, no, we only go up at 3 in the morning, so it doesn't bother anyone.
No, I am sorry. You can't do this.
Well, no, we're going to do it. We do it every week. We've been doing it for a year. Every Tuesday night, we come up there and we fight with each other.
No.
Yes, we do.
I have to press charges against you, dude.
Oh, you better
you
not press
fight.
Charges.
It's my business. You can't fight on my top of my roof.
You know, people like us, we don't press charges. We're not into that pussy shit.
I am
we just
liable
fight each
for
other.
If anything happens.
Oh, no. Stuff happens
so
all
I
the time.
I think I have to report this to police.
No, don't report it. Cause,
all right. Thank you very much, sir. I will give your number to police, and I'll make sure it won't happen again.
I just want my damn CD, okay? That's all.
I don't want you to come to my roof.
Well, I don't want you to steal my CD. You better give me my CD back.
I'm not stealing your CD.
Well, then where is it then?
Where is my permission to go to my building, you know? It's my building.
That doesn't even make sense. That was a stupid thing to reply with.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I don't want any trouble. Like, you don't even have to worry about it.
But how can you get me in trouble, dude? You come to my property, you fight on top of my roof?
We want to fight.
Do I get in trouble? You will get in trouble.
No, it's
I'll call cops right now.
It's therapeutic. We just go up there to let off a little steam.
No, I don't have to. No. You have no right to come to my property, stop, and fight.
We're just blowing off steam. We're not. The customers can't see us fight. It's not like we're fighting in the parking lot. We fight up on the roof, so nobody.
No, you are not supposed to fight. I will make sure I'll report this to police, and I will have you arrested.
You are
Thank
such
you.
An
Bye.
Idiot. You're an idiot, sir. You're an idiot. We've been coming there for years. You can't tell us not to be there. You big dummy. Sir? Sir? Hello? Next, I've got a call from 2020. These are a couple of calls I made on Devin's show, which is called the Take Your Pants Off Show, which she hasn't done an episode in forever now. What the hell, Devin? Please come back. We miss you. But I don't know what we were talking about before this call happened. It seems to be referencing a movie or something. But get ready for a lot of talk about Jews and Nazis.
Hello.
Ma'am, I have a question for you. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Yeah?
So if
you're one of those Jews and you're killing all the Nazis that came back to America to live. Like, does that group discriminate? Because I'm not a Jew and I'm not a Nazi. I just want to know. I just want to kill Nazis with the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's cool if I kill the Nazis?
You know what I would kill first? I kill the people that call you at 2:20 in the morning and ask stupid questions like that. That's what I would kill first.
No, no, it's a TV show, ma'am.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh. I just want to be a part of the team. I'm just jazzed to be on the show, man.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. It's your neighbor, Roy. Ma'am.
Yes.
It's your neighbor, Roy.
Yes, Roy. What do you want?
Okay, don't yell at me. Were you dreaming?
No.
Okay, look, I just had a I was asleep and I was dreaming, and I was dreaming that I was inside your room. I think I astral traveled into your bedroom. And I want to know, like, did you happen to wake up? Because in my dream, you woke up and you looked at me. Do you know about astral traveling?
Do not call back here again. Do you understand me?
No. Was that the same lady?
Yes. Yes.
I think there may have been alcohol involved in that night's show, but I'm not sure. But that was a lot of fun. Be sure to listen to Devin's show if she ever starts doing them again. The best place to listen probably would be her YouTube channel at youtube.com/DevinAnusTart. Common spelling, but I'll put the link in the description if you need that. You can also find her at worldofprankcalls.com/takeyourpantsoff. Here is a call with me and Beverly Bot. It's me trying to buy a generator from some old guy, and I end up putting Beverly Bot on the line, which is just a series of recordings designed to confuse and infuriate people. Here's me and Beverly Bot. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, that was a crazy sound when you picked up.
Oh.
It was like blah, 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 blah. That's what it did.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, much better. Did you turn your phone right side up?
Yeah.
It was upside down?
Yeah.
I hate that.
You want to buy a camper?
No. Guess again, buddy.
Generator.
That's the one.
Truck.
Generator. Oh. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
Were you the guy that was here this morning?
Yes.
Oh.
I want to come
hey,
back.
Well,
yeah?
I was sort of confused. Now, you said some woman sent you over that was a barber. Is it the lady up by the jerky store or the one down on the corner here?
Well, do you know Beverly?
I don't remember.
It's Beverly.
Where's her shop?
She's by the jerky store.
Okay, yeah, I know her.
People come in there, and she's like, "What's up, jerky?"
Yeah.
That's Beverly for you.
I met some other barber lady yesterday, and she's down on the corner where they're selling health insurance.
Oh, yeah. I could put Beverly on the phone for you if you want.
What? No, I don't want to talk to her. I just wanted to make sure who it was. No, I was confused.
She's here. She's motioning me. She wants the phone. Can I pass it over?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
I beg your pardon?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Tom.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
No, I was just talking to somebody on the phone, and they said they'll put Beverly on.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
I don't know who you are, ma'am. You just came on the phone.
Beverly, stop yelling at her.
On my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
For what?
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
I don't know you, ma'am.
I already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
Who I am?
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
No, I'm just selling a camper.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
Well, I don't know why you're being so abusive. A guy just called me about my generator and put you on the phone, and all of a sudden you're yelling at me. I don't even know you, I don't think.
You know something, the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
The prettiest house?
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know why you're being so abusive to me. Somebody just called me about a generator.
Okay, I took the phone from her. I don't know why she's yelling. She's just like that, you know.
She's calling me a piece of shit.
I know. She does that to me too. When I come into the jerky shop, she tells me that I'm mentally ill and that she wishes I'd been aborted. She's not nice usually.
I don't know why
I let her come in.
Who is this woman?
She works at the jerky shop.
She has a barber shop there.
Yeah, the barber shop next to the jerky shop. But she still says,
she's always been polite and nice to me.
Yeah. What's up with that, Beverly? Why are you being like that?
I'm going to see you in jail. Hey. I'm a widow, I know how to play that to the full extent.
Beverly, give me... Okay, I got it back from her again. I think we want that generator.
Oh, I don't want anything to do with that woman.
Oh, no, well, I'll just come over by myself. Does it have gas in it?
Yeah, it's got gas and oil and everything.
Can I fill it up all the way? I want to overflow it.
What are you talking about?
I want to fill it up with gas and then just keep filling it where it's like pouring out of the tank. And then, do you know what a Molotov cocktail is?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, but I'll bring it out in your yard so it doesn't damage anything.
Well, full. It's full now.
Oh, well, I want to make sure it's all the way filled up, and then I'm going to put a rag in it, and I'm going to light it on fire, and then I'm going to film it with nice 4K cameras. Huh?
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh no, it's fine. I'll crouch down behind your car or something. So in case a piece flies at me, your car will protect me.
Well,
oh, hold on, Beverly's coming back.
I don't want to talk to that woman. I don't know what the hell's your problem. Call me a piece of shit. Jesus. Yeah, I'd rather not, man. Let's pass on that. I'm pretty weirded out.
Come on over, honey.
Sir? Aw, that made him hang up. Good job, Beverly. Way to go.
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
If you want to learn more about Beverly, the URL to go to is worldofprankcalls.com/Beverly. Or if you just want to call her up and have her scream at you, Beverly Bot's phone number is 270-558-1710. She's a lot of fun to talk to, but it's even more fun if you give the phone to somebody else and say, hey, you got a call, they're asking for you, and let Beverly yell at them and see if they yell back. They usually do. Beverly is really good at getting people to yell at her.
So about a month ago, I was tricked. Oh, wow. It was exactly a month ago. This was on May 16th of this year. But anyway, I was tricked into being on a conference call with a bunch of other people, and they were calling up the Manhole, which is a gay sex phone line, where us gay people are just connected to each other, and then we get to phone sex each other. So we just sit on that line and wait for people to connect to us and say silly things to them, and we usually get hung up on. But here's what I did whenever they put me on with the gay sex line.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Brad. Brad Carter.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm one of the technicians here in the IT department for the phone sex line. We've been monitoring your line tonight, and you are not making guys come enough, and you're being a little bit creepy, and you're mumbling a lot. Do you think you could work on that?
Me?
Yeah, you. We're trying to do a quality line here, and you're just kind of, you're not really putting much effort into it.
You're bullshitting me, man. That's funny, though.
No, I'm in the IT department. Like, you just, if you could just, you know, just try and do better.
I just got on here, dude. Really?
Honestly, you sound like shit. Like, are you on Boost? It sounds like you're on Boost Mobile. Yeah, like, can you call in on a better phone?
You're the one that's fucking joke pulling my fucking string, dude.
I don't pull strings. I'm married. I'm not into that gay stuff. I just work here.
No, you're giving me a raft of shit, dude. Fucking mind your own business, dude.
You need to speak into your fucking microphone, sir.
You shut up. Okay. All right. I will. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
See, how hard was that? How hard was that? Now, you need to do better with your sexy talk also.
Okay.
Like, you got so many guys hanging up on you, and it affects the quality of our line.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay,
you know, occasionally we get on here and we talk to problem users and let them know that they need to do better.
Interesting. That's interesting. So I've never been addressed with this.
Yeah, if you talk into your microphone and don't mumble so much and don't be creepy, we won't have a problem with you. We won't have to ban your number. You got a 13% success rate, basically. And that's shit. You know how easy it is to talk to the guys on here? Like,
Maybe practice a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead. Hit the button. Get off of here. Go try and try and talk to a real man. I'm not a real man. I'm just IT, okay?
All right. Bye.
Hang up your fucking phone. Hit the button.
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You will now hear music until a match.
Holy shit.
That was great.
That's my sexy. I don't know how that actually worked out, like how the guy seemed to believe it the very first time I tried it. That was pretty weird, really. I want to do that again. Just imagine being on the gay phone sex line and IT comes on the line to tell you suck at gay phone sex. That probably really kills the vibe for him. And makes him self-conscious because he thinks people are listening to him while he's trying to phone sex the guys. I really got to do that one again. I got another call here, which kind of starts in the middle of the call, I guess. And it's called Turf War Puppy Seller. So I guess we were calling classified ads and this guy was selling puppies. This one is from 2020 and it appears to be from the Daisy show because I mentioned Daisy.
Okay, well, she's cussing us out and being rude and we're not going to talk to her.
Hey,
about
listen, why don't you you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up?
You shut the fuck up, motherfucker. That's my family, motherfucker.
Okay, well, you need to tell your family to shut the fuck up.
Because you shut the fuck up,
no,
bitch,
you,
and listen to me.
Hey, listen. No, you
shut
listen.
Up, nigga,
you listen.
Back,
hey. Listen,
you
motherfucker. We'll
Crip gang, cuz.
You just need to tell your family to shut the fuck up. They're being fucking loud. I'm trying to listen to my sister, Daisy.
Yeah, bitch-ass nigga, but you better watch the fuck out,
stupid motherfucker. Okay, listen. We got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, and you sound like a motherfucking engine, bitch.
I sound Asian?
No, I say you sound like a fucking prairie nigger.
Oh, yeah, that's totally me. Yep, that's me. I get that a lot.
Yeah, you're probably native, right? That's why you're fucking so fucking rude?
Yeah, why is your family in the background still going on and on? Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Why don't you shut the fuck up, you fucking dumb piece of shit?
Why don't you hang up the fucking phone and then you won't have to listen to me, you fucking idiot?
Hey, Crips and cuz, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Get shot with a 4-5, bitch.
Hey, hey, Bloods are better than the Crips, motherfucker. You better watch out.
Fucking slob, nigga. 209 Stockton represent, bitch.
Oh, fuck you. 510, motherfucker.
You fuck 510, bitch.
You ain't no 209.
Yeah, I am 209. Stockton represent.
209's a bunch of pussies. Why are you calling from Montana then? Fucking little Montana bitch. You're a Montana bitch. Yeah, right. Probably still live at your mom's house, don't you?
Bitch, who the fuck is you to talk like that, nigga? You don't even know my mama, bitch.
Okay, listen, to be honest, you sound kind of cute. You want to hook up?
To be honest, you can suck this fucking fat-ass dick and these fucking fat-ass bullets, bitch.
Nice. Nice. I'd love to suck your dick.
Yeah, nice. Nice, nigga.
Yeah. There you go. There's some more gay stuff from me. I got so excited when he mentioned an area code, because then I got to flaunt my area code knowledge and prove to him that he's a Montana bitch. That might have been from the Take Your Pants Off show, but it might have been from the Daisy show. I don't know. All I know is I really miss Daisy. Rest in peace, Daisy Pendergrass.
My mommy told me something that a little girl should know. She says prank calling is bad and I don't like your prank call show. I told her, listen here, bitch, you should stick it in your ear. Prank calls are a lot of fun, especially with a beer. And it's the Daisy Show. She makes the prank calls go. She calls the people up and they tell her she's a hoe. We love the Daisy Show. She yells at the people, turn your mixlers on, cause it's the Daisy Show. Holy fucking shit, guys, it's the Daisy Show.
Here is a call to a girl who posted on Twitter, I think she added System of a Down, the band, and said that she really wanted to talk to Serge, the most well-known member of the band, I think. And once again, I think this may be from the Take Your Pants Off show. Here's me making some girl's dream come true.
There you have it. Okay, so you have to be Serge.
I know everything about Serge, so this should be easy.
Hello.
Oh, hello? Hey.
Hello?
Guess who? It's Serge. Ta-da! I can prove it.
Oh, my God.
I can prove it. La 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 la. See? Ooh.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Hell, I am doing great. Oh, my God. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I just had handfuls of drugs. I'm just like, oh, nom, 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 nom. Like, praise Satan. I got drug crumbs in my beard.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, you know that song where we're like, wake up? And then we're like, shake up. What do we say in between there?
Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
That fits. That's right. Okay. I've always wondered that.
Son of a bitch.
I never knew. Did you notice? I'm just always like.
I know. It's like, I had to look at the lyrics somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I do have a question for you. What got you into writing Cool Gardens?
Oh, Cool Gardens. You know, I was just sitting there one day at the bike rack, and I was just thinking, yeah, Cool Gardens. Why not?
About the Armenian girl finding her roots.
Can I come to your house tonight?
Oh, shit, I hope. I wish, but I'm not feeling very good.
Can you sneak me in the basement?
I don't have a basement.
I'm going to stay in the attic. I'm going to drill holes through the ceiling and peek at you.
Shit. So how's Darren and John and Chavo?
I kicked Darren in the stomach, and he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but we were just playing around. We were just roughhousing. I kicked him in the stomach.
Damn.
I think I gave him one of those hernias or something.
Oh, shit.
He'll have to live with that for the rest of his life. It doesn't just go away.
Oh, fuck.
Rest in peace, Darren.
Oh. Wow.
Well, listen here, lady. This cocaine isn't going to snort itself. I got to snort all this cocaine before the next song starts on my CD player. I got a CD/FM radio here.
Wow, you still got that. That is so cool.
La, 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 la. What's next?
BYOB, everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
Woo! Yay! All right, I love you. Bye. Bye. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll be there tonight.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
That girl probably still tells people that she talked to Serge Turkestan or whatever his name is. I actually don't know anything about System of a Down. I just know that one song. And that call seems like it was forever ago, but that was actually from last year, right around March of 2025.
Hello?
Listen here, you son of a bitch. I'm calling about your 1987 camping trailer.
Well, how about you go fuck yourself?
Whoa, hey, I just want to buy the trailer. Calm down. Let me try her back. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Why, hello there, ma'am. I'm calling about your 1987 camping trailer.
This is the same one that said, hey, bitch.
Oh, no, no, I would not talk like that. I'm a Christian, ma'am.
Yeah, right. You just
hello, who, say can no. I help you?
Hey, you tell that stupid husband of yours just to shut up.
Matthew.
Listen, dumb fuck.
Whoa.
I'm in no mood today.
No mood for what?
Where do you want to go at? Where do you want to meet at?
Oh, I don't
want to. Obviously, you're a pussy. You want to call. Why don't you come over here to asshole and let's just talk face to face. You want to fucking call and act like a fucking little pussy.
No, I'm just trying to buy the camping trailer. Calm down, honey.
Oh, yo, you're the fucking honey. And my camping trailer ain't for sale.
What about the Amish buggy?
I don't know who gave you that information.
What about the Amish buggy? Is that for sale?
No.
I'm in your backyard right now.
Well, good. So,
hey, tell that wife of yours just to hush up.
Well, why don't you tell her? She can hear you.
Hey, honey, you hush up. Men are talking.
Yeah, well, you're a long way from being a man, so.
Yeah, you're about to be another lame bother with your fucking dick cut off. Come and meet me, motherfucker.
Oh, I will come and meet you when I buy that camping trailer from you. So it's,
I got a knife sitting there waiting on your ass right now.
So it's $1,500?
No, I'll do some punk today or what?
No, because I'm in the fucking mood.
Well, I don't have time for this, so I'll talk to you later.
Why are you guys in such a bad mood?
We're not.
Well, both of you said you're not in a mood.
Oh, well, listen, Matthew.
How dare you call me Matthew?
I just filed a fucking formal complaint because the fucking Crawfordville pussies can't do their job, so I called the state police in on it.
Oh, shit.
So I think we're going to get something done now because your mommy and daddy's a bunch of fucking redneck fucks.
Well, you know what? I called the sheriff.
Oh, good. I hope you did. I want them motherfuckers to come right out of my door. Right on in here.
I'll have my sheriff tell your police to go home.
You just go fucking go right ahead, because I got news for you, Jack. State overrides fucking county, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I know that for a fucking fact. But if you don't like that, then I'll get the fucking DNR over here.
But you know what? My cousin, he's the district attorney. Take that, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck who he is. I don't give a fuck.
And
I don't give a fuck who anybody is.
And I have an uncle who's a judge, motherfucker.
Good. Bring him on, too. I'd like to talk to him, too.
So will you take...
You guys got one fucking problem that you got to deal with, okay? I'm from Tennessee and Kentucky both. I don't give a shit what you guys think you can do. But what you can do, I could probably get it done a little worse. I guarantee you that.
You sound like you can get her done.
I guarantee you that, and I will.
Will you?
It's just a matter of time.
Hey, shut up. Will you take $1,300 for the trailer?
No, because ain't nothing for sale.
Well, it says here on the radio that it was for sale.
Well, I don't see how that is, because when I posted that was about 3 months ago.
Well, like what? Did you sell it or something?
No, I just decided to keep it.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit is what that is.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Can I just come?
But I don't have anything for sale right now.
Can I just come and look at it?
You sure can, anytime you want to.
Okay, I just want to look at it. I just want to go in it and look around and see it.
You sure can.
I'm going to touch it.
That's fine. Touch it.
When you do, the cop will be here.
Hey, shut up, lady. You just shut up. Shut that big mouth of yours.
Let me tell you something.
Why are you getting all worked up over some fucking Matthew little bitch? I don't understand that. Why, you know...
Yeah, idiot.
Over a fucking phone call when they ain't got balls enough to step right out here on a fucking 825.
No, because little mommy and daddy's got his back.
Your wife.
And mommy and daddy ain't shit because I'm getting ready to sue them.
Hang up, honey.
Your wife's acting like a shit pants fool.
Well, I got news for you, little punk. Your mom and daddy getting ready to get sued because you're a minor for one thing, and you fucked up my grandson's headstone, and that's fucking war, bud. You fucked up.
I didn't do
that. Ain't a cop alive.
I didn't do that.
Ain't a cop alive will keep me from climbing up your fucking ass and down your shoulder, bitch.
That's gay.
I'm telling you now.
What, are you gay or something?
Oh, yeah, I can be gay because I'm going to fuck you hard when I get you.
So you're into fucking underage boys?
Oh, yeah, it's very hot.
That guy's talking about fucking me hard, and there's a bunch of kids in the background. I don't think that's very good parenting. All right, I'm going to play one more prank call. I found this one from 2017, and this one is from back in the days when I lived on Pelican.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Hudson?
No, who is this?
Oh, well, this is Roy. I live down the street. I mean, I'm over on Pelican. I'm one of your neighbors.
Oh, okay, yeah. And, can I help you with something?
Well, I was just wondering if maybe one of you had found my Sting CD in the backyard, because I left my Sting CD out there.
Wait a minute. You might have the wrong Hudson.
Oh, well, do you live on I-Lane?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the one.
And what did you leave in the backyard?
Sting. You know the musical group Sting? From the 80s,
yes.
I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to a CD by Sting in my Discman, and I took it out so I could listen to some Kenny Loggins for a minute, and I left it there in the yard by accident.
What were you doing in my yard?
I was just hanging out, listening to my Discman, and, you know, last night, about 3 or 4 in the morning, having a smoke.
Oh, okay. And what is your name?
My name is Roy. I live over on Pelican. I was just out
for... And you were in my yard at 3 or 4 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, I was just out for a walk, and I decided, you know, I needed a break after walking all the way from Pelican, and just kind of hung out there in a lawn chair and looking at the stars.
You know what? Why don't you come over and get your CD?
Well, is it back there? I didn't know if it, you know, if maybe you guys had decided to just...
I have no idea, but a security will meet you here.
Security? What do you mean, security?
Security? What the hell are you doing in my yard 3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, nobody was back there. I'm not bothering you guys.
Yeah, you were bothering me if you were here.
Well, you didn't even know I was there. I was just back there listening to my Discman.
Okay.
I wasn't doing anything.
You live on Pelican. Your name is Roy. And what's your last name?
Oh, I don't have to tell you anything, because I don't want security coming to my house. I was just... You're just trying to steal my CD, aren't you? Because it was a rare CD. I got it signed at a concert in 1983.
I don't know what kind of an asshole you are.
Well, at least I don't steal CDs.
I am, like, really done talking with you. I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
I'm going to call security. Well, and if I catch you in the yard again, you're probably going to get shot.
I'll call security, okay? Because you've stolen my CD, because you're probably just going to sell
you
it on
eBay. Go right ahead and do that, asshole.
Okay, well, it was a signed CD, and it's worth money. She's going to call security. That's so weird when neighborhoods have security instead of the police. I think that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to hear old episodes, please go to worldofprankcalls.com. Plus, there's a lot of really good prank call stuff on there, like links to other prank call shows and a prank call zine and, I don't know, all kinds of stuff related to prank calls.
It's time for Davey to stop spreading all this prank call cheer. We hope you've gotten fucked up smoking pot and drinking beer. the people of whose selfing